for each one of you here this morning. This morning, if the Lord wills, we'll talk about a lesson entitled Shelter for Soul Survival. If you would, notice with me a psalm of David in which he said, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter or refuge for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert or shelter of thy wings." Read Psalm 61 verses 1 through 4. Concerning our personal survival, the Bible says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Matthew 10:28. Concerning our need for soul survival, notice with me 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 through 14. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation or conduct and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless." That's 2 Peter 3, 9 through 14. Mankind should have an awareness of his needs and know that Christ provides. He said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." John 15 and verse 5. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me," Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6. Mankind needs readiness, and the word of Christ provides such warning. "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh," reads Matthew 24 and verse 44. "Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober," that is, sober-minded, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 6. Man needs protection, and Christ provides such spiritually. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand," reads John 10:27 and 29. "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, reads 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 5. Man needs keeping power, and thankfully Christ provides such. We are told, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, Jude verse 21. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, 1 Peter 1 and verse 5. Man needs a safe water supply, which Christ provides. Jesus said to the woman from Samaria, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life, John 4, 13 and 14. Man needs a safe food supply, and we should be so thankful that Christ provides such. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6, 33 through 35. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon them swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3. Man needs light, which Christ provides. He said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. John 12, 46. But if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1 and verse 7. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John 1 and verse 1. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, reads John 1:14. Psalms 119:105 tells us, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Notice with me that man needs the way to receive instructions, and thankfully Christ provides. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and that means to be literally God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine or teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works, 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Man needs to heed instructions that the Word of Christ provides. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise unto you, of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things, not just some things, whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Acts 3, 22 and 23. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Acts 2, 40. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 7, 21. though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto them that obey him. Hebrews 5:8-9. Man needs to remain in shelter so that Christ can provide. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome. He's talking about being overcome by sin and the ways of this world through neglect. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But if it happen unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. 2 Peter 2:20-22. In closing, how can Christ provide for man's needs? We must hear, learn, and come. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God, every man that therefore hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Jesus said in John 6:45, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should also walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, reads Romans 6:1-5. If you have a need, the Lord invites you, and we await to assist you. Come believing, repenting, confessing, and be baptized into Christ, while together we stand and sing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that
God's praise, then when